Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Oh, hi, pals. You're listening to the Live Wired program on Arrow FM 92.7, coming to you this week from South End School. We're also streaming it on the Arrow FM website and available as a podcast from the Live Wired page. We will now introduce our hosts, and oh boy, do they have a show for you.
Kia ora. Thank you, Mickey Mouse. Now, I know you all miss me. I'm the man, the myth, the legend, Zephyr. Come on, Michaela.
You told me to do it.
Now, why would I do that? I'm the man, and the man doesn't lie.
If you say so.
Whatever. I'll get my revenge later. And this is, drumroll please...
Gideon, I love football, basketball, and my favourite foods are sushi and curries. Today we have a jam-packed show for you, and we hope you enjoy it. First of all, let's get a shout-out to the team at RFM for helping us be here.
Yes, thank you, RFM. Remember, you can find our podcast on their website at www.arrowfm.co.nz and listen to lots of other things on their radio show on 92.7 RFM.
Before we get into it, let's have a little look at what's been going on in our school, South End. This term we had a cross-country with our cluster schools, as cross-country isn't everyone's favourite. There is a fun run, but I did the competitive run. It was fun. I didn't look at my number, but I know I did decent. Zephyr, how was your cross country?
I didn't get my number, but I did do 3 laps around the course. It was quite tricky running all that distance. Right, team, let's get into the show. Unfortunately, Jax isn't here, but we will still do his song. Press play. Thanks for that, Granddad, and good choice of song. Gideon, do you know why Scarecrow got an award?
No, I don't, Zephyr. Why?
He was outstanding in his field.
Good one, Zephyr. Thanks for listening to us at South End School on 97.2 RFM. You can also find us on our podcast on the RFM website at www.rfm.co.nz.
Yes. Thank you guys for being a great audience and listening to us dingoes. Well, more like those dingoes. But anyways, McDonald's, the stage is yours.
Hello, I am Michaela, and I have decided to talk about coral reefs and their impact. Coral reefs are a very important part of our ecosystem. They support over 25% of all the marine species, including fish, molluscs, and sponges, despite covering less than 1% of the seafloor. Let's talk about a scenario where one boat has weighted nets with steel cables that fall to the seafloor and stretch half a mile to a full mile. The next drag as the boat moves, destroying everything in its path and taking it with it. Yeah, this is trawling, and 60 to 96% of the stuff they catch, they keep. The rest gets dumped. But there's a problem. Not only does trawling destroy everything, the coral that gets caught in the net releases carbon dioxide, also known as CO2, which helps with global warming. Thanks a lot. But if you leave the ocean alone, it naturally regenerates, I thought. But of course someone had to ruin my day and say that's not possible to fully reverse the environmental impact on global warmings in the ocean. However, a much nicer and hopeful person told me that if a heavily trawled area is protected from further fishing, significant rehabilitation and ecological recovery can begin within 5 years. But reality caught up and said, like, that's going to happen. Because everyone wants to do their own thing these days, which leads to arguments, and then nothing gets done. Which means unless everyone gets house arrested and doesn't touch the ocean, or someone makes a mega-sized swimming pool cover, good luck. But on a much nicer side, not the evil side like my 5-year-old brother, coral reefs are one of the ocean's greatest wonder, with mazes of colours and fish. But already 50% of them are gone. And since the 1950s, and within the next decade or so, most warm water coral reefs will be gone. It's our time to make a difference.
I really liked it. I wish I could go to a coral reef.
Yeah, me too. I loved it. But I still want a cheeseburger combo with a large fries, a medium drink, and a caramel McFlurry. But with all seriousness, it was really good. Nice one, Hermione. And next you can talk about how to say Illumiosa properly.
Okay. Stop glazing it. It's like you didn't have lunch and Michaela's the snack.
Okay. Let's get into mine.
But...
No, you do not. I have declined your permission to speak now. Let's get into mine. Anyways, I'm telling you about extinct animals. There have been thousands of them over the years, but hundreds of animals have gone extinct by natural causes or other stuff. So I'm going to tell you about some. The most common extinct animals are the woolly mammoth, the saber-toothed tiger, Titanoboa, and the dire wolf. Those are the most common. So common, in fact, that scientists are trying to bring some back from extinction. Here are some that are already back from extinction. The direwolf. It was a large canine that lived in America until 10,000 years ago. Pyrenean ibex. A subspecies of goat from the Pyrenean mountains. It's the only animal to go extinct twice. First, in January 2000, when the last natural individual, a female named Clea, was killed by a falling tree and went extinct. The second time, in July 2003, when a clone kid died minutes after birth, I can't say this name, the large ancestor of the modern cow, Quagga, it's something like that. Another subspecies, just not of goat. It's a zebra-looking thing from South America, Africa. That's all the extinct animals that have been brought back. But here are some active projects, like the woolly mammoth, an ancient ancestor of the elephant. Tasmanian tiger, a carnivorous ancestor of the tiger that went extinct in the 20th century. Its last known individual dying in 1933. Dodo, a large flightless bird that resembles a flamingo and a heron. It's seen as a symbol of extinction. Passenger pigeon, a North American bird, once so abundant that flock numbers surpass billions. That is all I have for you on my solo bit.
Cool, I really liked it. It's amazing how many animals have become extinct. If there was one animal I could choose to bring back, it would be...
I don't care. But thank you for listening to us on Arrow FM 92.7. So far, so good, I think. And next up, we have Arlo, who has figured out something pretty interesting about a couple of America's presidents.
Kia ora, ko Arlo tika ingoa. Hello, my name is Arlo, and I'm going to talk about some weird links between two of America's most popular presidents, Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. Both were assassinated. But people have noticed some strange links between the killings. So many links, it's actually kind of creepy. Just listen. Abraham Lincoln was elected to Congress in 1846. John F. Kennedy was elected to Congress in 1946. Abraham Lincoln was elected president in 1860. John F. Kennedy was elected president in 1960. That's almost exactly 100 years apart. The only difference is a date. Freaky. The names Lincoln and Kennedy are both 7 letters long. Both were interested in fighting for civil rights. Both of their wives lost a child while living in the White House. Is the White House cursed? Both presidents were shot on a Friday. Both presidents were shot in the head. Lincoln's secretary was named Kennedy, and Kennedy's secretary was named Lincoln. Both were assassinated by men from a southern state. Both were followed by southern vice presidents named Johnson. Andrew Johnson, who followed Lincoln, was born in 1808. Lyndon Johnson, who followed Kennedy, was born in 1908. John Wilkes Booth, who assassinated Lincoln, was born in 1839. Lee Harvey Oswald, who assassinated Kennedy, was born in 1939. Both assassins were known by their 3 names. Both names are made up of 15 letters. Booth ran from a theater where he had shot Lincoln and was caught in a warehouse. Oswald ran from a warehouse and was caught in a theater. Booth and Oswald were assassinated before their trials. So what do you reckon? Strange chance or history repeating itself? I've also got a fun fact. Not a lot of assassins know. John Wilkes Booth slept in a hotel before he went to assassinate President Lincoln. Wounded Lincoln was carried to the same hotel and placed in the same bed to die. Spooky. That's all from me today, so I'll hand the mic back to the hosts. Goodbye for now.
Damn, I didn't know about all those coincidences.
Me neither, but the show must go on.
Bro's Not From the Greatest Showman.
That's a good show.
It's a movie.
I think I know a show when I see one.
Well, have we got a show for you, and bringing it is Casper with something that is very important. Cue the 5-year-old.
Hi, my name is Casper, and I'm talking about bees. Why are elephants scared of bees? Yes, it's true. When elephants hear buzzing sounds, it triggers them to react and to get scared. Without bees, it would be a world with no flowers, fruit, or berries. Without bees pollinating, it would be hard to stay healthy and other animals will suffer to exist. There was once a chestnut mining bee that went extinct in New York. That was in 2026. There was also a bee called the Wallace Giant Bee that died out in 2019. There are roughly 20,000 species of bees. The Wallace Giant Bee is also the largest known bee. The smallest bee is Perdita minima, English minimal for loss, found in southern western USA. Measured it is 2 millimeters and roughly 0.333 milligrams. Some people might think that wasps are a type of bees. Wasps are not bees. The USA has the most species of bees with over 4,000 bees. I'll see ya.
Buzz, buzz, buzz. Thanks, Casper. Casper. Zephyr, have you ever been stung by a bee?
Yeah, it didn't feel good.
We're going to have a song break now, but before Michaela pushes play, she's going to tell us a bit about the artist who wrote her song.
Ed Sheeran is a multi-Grammy winning English singer-songwriter born on February 17th, 1991 in Halifax, West Yorkshire. Having sold over 150 million records, he is celebrated globally for his loop pedal performances, emotive storytelling, and massive chart-topping hits like Shape of You and Thinking Out Loud.
Can you see the wreckage now? Of all we had and all we lost. Smell of roses, broken glass. All the tears and all the scars. Did we get the message? Of all the love and what it cost. We're
unfold, holding on. Now, will it get better? There's nothing left. It was forever. So what is next? Used to be heaven, lost grip, then fell. Now we're speeding to the ground. Ourselves a second now. Take a breath and take a pause. We're imploding into dust, and I don't know how to make it stop. What a different ending now. To turn the storm into a calm, turning pages, burning out. Now, will it get better? Nothing left, it was forever. So what is next? Used to be heaven, lost grip, then fell. Now we're speeding to the ground. It's almost over, don't look down. It's almost over, don't look down.
Song, Hermione, and thanks for listening to us at Southend School on 92.7 Arrow FM. We still have a couple of items left for you all today. Mr. Scoots has chosen Skyfall from Adele as his song, and here he is to tell us about it.
My song is Skyfall by Adele. She is a singer and has over 60 songs. She was born on the 5th of May 1988.
This is the end. Hold your breath and count to 10. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst again. For this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment, so overdue I owe day. Swept away, I'm stolen. Let the sky fall.
Thanks, Arden. I really like that song. All right, get comfortable. You're about to be taken on a journey with the class nerd. Don't worry, don't worry. He doesn't mind being called that. It's Grayson and Google Easter Eggs.
Hi, I'm Grayson, and today I'll be telling you about Google Easter Eggs. But first, I'm going to reveal the history of Google. Origins. Founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin met at Stanford University and began collaborating on a search engine called Backrub. 1997. The name was changed to Google, a play on Google, a 1 followed by 100 zeros, representing their mission to organize the world's information. 1998. Google was officially incorporated on September 4th with a $100,000 investment from Andy Bechtolsheim. Its first office was a garage in Menlo Park owned by Susan Wojcicki. Expansion. In the year 2000, the launch of AdWords established Google's primary revenue model, selling ads based on search keywords. 2004. Google went public on the NASDAQ and launched Gmail, which revolutionized webmail and its massive 1 gigabyte of storage. Strategic acquisitions defined this era, including the purchase of Android and YouTube for $1.65 billion. In 2008, the Chrome browser was released, and the first Android phone hit the market, solidifying Google's footprint in both mobile and web access. In 2015, Google became a subsidiary of Alphabet Inc., a holding company. This separated its core search business from ventures like Waymo, self-driving cars, and Verily, life sciences. From the 2016 to present, Google adopted an AI-first strategy. The company launched a Google Assistant in the Pixel hardware line. Amidst the rise of generative AI, Google launched Gemini and integrated AI-generated overviews into its search results. Now that you know the history of Google, it's time for some Easter eggs, as in hidden secrets, not leftover chocolate from Easter. Interactive games. Atari Breakout. Originally an image search egg, it turns search results into a playable brick-breaking game. Zerg Rush. Small O's drop from the top of the screen and eat your search results unless you click to destroy them. Pac-Man. A fully playable version of the classic arcade game, originally created as a Google Doodle. Dino Game, the no-internet side-scroller that appears in Chrome when you're offline or by searching Dino Game. Visual Page Effects, do a barrel roll, makes the entire search result spin 360 degrees. Askew, tilts the entire screen slightly to the right, making it look off-kilter. Google Gravity, a physics-based egg where all the buttons and text boxes fall to the bottom of the screen as if affected by gravity. Bletchley Park, the name of a famous UK code-breaking site, appears to decode itself on the sidebar. Friends characters, searching for Ross Geller or Faux Buffet, reveals icons, like a sofa or a guitar, that trigger animations and sound clips. The Wizard of Oz, clicking the ruby slippers makes the page spin and turn black and white, clicking the tornado brings the colour back. Thanos Snap, now mostly found on mirror sites like Elgoog. Clicking the Infinity Gauntlet would turn half the search results into dust. Wordplay and logic jokes. Recursion. Searching for recursion prompts Google to ask, "Did you mean recursion?" Clicking the link just reloads the same search, creating an infinite loop. Anagram. A search for anagram results in the suggestion, "Did you mean Nagaram?" which is in itself an anagram of the word. Define anagram. Similarly, searching for define anagram prompts, "Did you mean nerd fame again?" Kerning. If you search for kerning, the space between letters, Google subtly increases the space between all letters in the search results. Blink HTML. Searching for blink HTML or blink makes every instance of those words on the search page actually blink. Calculator and tech quips. The answer to life, the universe, and everything. A nod to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, searching this phrase brings up a Google calculator with the answer 42. Number of horns on a unicorn. Searching this mathematical query also triggers the calculator, which provides a precise answer, 1. Once in a blue moon. Searching this expression gives you the exact frequency of a blue moon in hertz. Loneliest number. A search for the loneliest number returns the calculator result 1, referencing the song by Three Dog Night. Binary / hexadecimal. If you search for binary, octal, or hexadecimal, the number of results counted at the top of the page will be displayed in that specific numeral system. Hidden animated surprises. Meteorite. Searching meteorite or meteor causes a 3D meteor to streak across your screen, followed by a screen-shaking impact. Dart mission. Searching dart mission shows a satellite crashing into the screen, which then remains permanently tilted for that search. Grogu. Searching for Grogu, or the child from The Mandalorian, brings up a small Grogu icon. Click him and use the force to pull down parts of your search results. DVD screensaver. Type DVD screensaver into the search bar and the Google logo will break free and start bouncing off the edges of your browser window. Well, that's it for me. I really hope you try out some of these, especially the DVD screensaver. Did you know that the odds of a screensaver logo hitting a corner are about 1 in 11,780 per bounce? That's a 2% chance per day. See ya.
Wow, I can't believe all those Easter eggs are even real.
Whoa, I just put a 6-7 on my screen and it shook.
Cool.
Are you always this depressed?
Depressed? What are you saying? Anyways, go, Mr. Scoots.
Samroof. Hi, I am Arden, and I'm going to be talking about Samroof. The 16-year-old is breaking records like they're nothing. I'm going to be talking about all the records he has broken and how he compares to other athletes. How he compares to different New Zealanders. Samroof doesn't really have any rivalries in New Zealand other than Sam Tanner, but he has a lot more rivalries around the world, like Cam Myers, Cole Hocker, and more. His PB in the 800 meter is 1 minute and 45 seconds. His 1K PB is 2 minutes and 17 seconds. His 1500 PB is 3 minutes and 33 seconds. His mile PB is 3 minutes and 48 seconds. His 3K PB is 7 minutes and 43 seconds. And Boston, USA.
USA!
Are you kidding me? He ran 2 under 18 world records in the mile and the 1500. And in Boston, he ran an under 20 world record in the 3K. And in the 1 and the 800 meter, he also ran the 16-year-old world record for the 1K. And that's it for me. Bye.
Cool, dude. Hey, Gideon? Oh, I mean, Gideon Hay?
Yeah.
Try saying Samroof runner 10 times and 10 times fast.
Samroof runner, 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 Samroof runner.
You did it. You messed up, but you actually did it.
Yeah, it was hard.
Dang. But anyways, on the count of three, everybody say goodbye.
3, 2, 1, goodbye!
You know the rules, and so do I. I've still committed.
you.